Welcome, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Happy New Year, by the way,
Happy
too,
New
actually.
Year. We're
Happy
here New with Year. With Adam
coming
Friedland.
To you live from the teen party. We're talking dicks out for Harambe.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Damn, you got...
We're dropping that hot new
shut
track.
The fuck up. Shut the fuck up. I'm...
It's called...
No,
Mr.
shut
Brightside.
The fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. No, I'm fucking... I'm kicking Adam in the face.
I've been kicked 6 times since I was generous enough to appear on your lovely podcast, which is, as you know...
You got punched the top, like two weeks ago.
I got punched a couple weeks ago, yes.
In Williamsburg?
By a street person, yes. I was punched in perhaps the softest neighborhood in New York City by a street person.
He
but
said,
now Brandon is kicking me, which is giving me flashbacks.
About to get the Wardell knockout.
Yeah. Brandon's gonna knockout game me after this.
Mm-hmm. I've got a blue belt.
Oh, okay, okay.
I've got a blue belt. They're,
in what,
they're
taekwondo?
Like, this guy's fucking good at kicking. This guy's fucking good at kicking. He's earned it. And then I retired early, like Barry Sanders.
Oh, yeah.
How old were you? Back
I retired
then?
At 30, like Bernie Sanders. I was fucking 13.
Okay.
13.
So it's been some years.
Yeah.
Was that your only sport? Was it martial arts?
No, baseball.
Me too. I was a baseball
player. Oh, you were a baseball
boy?
When did you retire?
8th grade.
Okay, yeah.
Ninth. Well, I kind of started 9th grade, but my body hadn't developed. And that was when you start going to the weight room with the team.
That's exactly, mm-hmm. yeah.
And my body was not there yet. So
they took us to the weight room in PE.
I was a late growth spurt guy.
Me too.
I was a pitcher, and then I stopped when, like, all of a sudden, there were dudes with like beards playing on my team, and they're just like, "Yeah, we're gonna let the man pitch instead of you."
The best part of like baseball camp is like the kid that was too jacked as a child.
Oh, yeah, there's
like
always
a jacked child.
Yeah,
of course.
You ever see a jacked child? You ever just see 100%. Like a fucking like buff, like a buff 9-year-old?
Yeah.
I've been playing baseball again recently, though. Me and my buddy Nick Mullen, we got our gloves. We've been going to the park to play catch,
just the
two
of you.
And we've been going to the batting cages because he'll be like, "Yo, we got baseball practice." But yeah, we were at the batting cages for his 30th birthday, and he started doing an impression of my South African father yelling at me about not practicing hard enough at baseball, and it was actually I cannot describe how accurate it was.
Yeah.
And it was shocking. It was like shockingly accurate. I got like flashbacks of like just getting yelled at by a 5'6" South African Jewish man about hustle.
Are you taller than your dad?
Oh, I'm taller. And my penis is way better too.
Somebody I used to work with randomly made up a voice to do. And it would be like yelling for me. Like, I'm not even going to do it because then people will do it at me. But it was exactly how my grandpa used to yell at me when I was a kid and I would get in trouble.
Wait, you think people are going to do it at you?
Yeah, people will fucking do the voice at me.
If you do the voice?
Yeah, I'm not going to do the voice.
Well, you don't want people to... Why do you think people are going to... Like, strangers are going to do grandpa voice?
Yeah.
Where?
I mean,
on
look,
the street.
The nature of the story...
You're going to do your grandpa voice.
The nature of the story is that it's a triggering voice. I feel like, you know, that was a voice I got in trouble
like
with.
Like, you're going to be at Honey High in Echo Park... ordering a bulletproof coffee, somebody's gonna come up to you and just start doing your grandpa. The cashier.
I've had weirder stuff.
You're gonna order your coffee, and then the cashier is just gonna start doing your grandpa's voice.
Yeah.
At you.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Yep. That's
makes perfect sense to me.
That happens to me all the time, from my podcast.
Is it bad?
Do people do your South
Africa? People that are fans of our podcast that say they like the podcast are. They're overwhelmingly very sweet.
Okay, that's
they'll
kind of
do,
nice.
Will they do your?
I think the real freakalikes are not the kind of person that would say hello.
They stay online.
I think they stay in their
they
home.
Hide.
Like I think like the meanest people on the subreddit don't go to Funny Moms. Necessarily.
No. I mean maybe they do. I kind of like the subreddit now. I've changed my mind.
Yeah.
I heard they're nice now.
They've gotten
we
nicer.
Had somebody fact check.
Oh, the BuzzFeed news.
Yeah, some reporter from BuzzFeed emailed the podcast email asking to like fact check whether or not Brandon Wardell recorded the Louis C.K. comedy set at the Cellar.
It was him.
Well, it was like, and they're like, we got this information from Reddit, and then it was quickly pieced together
into
from
it.
Your subreddit.
Yeah, of course.
It was
like,
why are you
somebody
fact checking
like,
this information?
Yeah, it was like somebody like just in the comments, like as a joke, being like, Thanks, Brandon Wardell, for recording this set.
Yeah. Well, that was like very annoying in that set. That guy.
I loved all the parts. Oh, this is going to be good.
Oh, hell yes.
Yeah.
He went there?
Okay. That was good.
that was good. Oh, ouchie.
Yeah. Like, there's multiple parts where he's just like, yeah, he is telling it like it is.
Oh, yeah.
He's saying what, like, we were afraid to say.
Screaming himself.
I mean,
Louis
it's
C.K.
a good, said. It's a, well, we talked about it yesterday. It's a good set.
I thought it was a good set,
and it's him. It's Louis doing Louis.
I think that, I mean, this is maybe me being a comedy fan, and yeah. I think it is pretty annoying when, like, fans of comedians want their lives to suck, because it's like, oh yeah, then you'll be good.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah.
Yeah. If like if your life gets too good, then you can't be funny anymore or something. Yeah. But I do think if everyone hates him. I do think that his stand up might actually sort of,
like, when was like peak Louis? You were saying that you think like peak Louis
was chewed up
when he was like on the brink of divorce.
Yeah, he was right before the divorce.
Yeah, he doesn't have a TV show yet. Like, it's post Lucky Louis.
He was kind of not. Yeah, Lucky Louis was a failure.
Right,
he probably felt like a failure.
Yeah,
he was jacking off,
jacking off on all sorts of people.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. I mean, whatever. I think that, it's obviously like
that was the one with like the N-word bit.
The obvious, like, you know, takeaway, which I think everyone's sort of starting to make. Which is like, he's always done. Oh, he went there stand up.
Yeah,
but everyone was like, oh,
the context was different.
The context was different because the New York Times article wasn't out. So no one would have had a problem with the Parkland joke.
Right. They'd be like, we know he's good. Mm-hmm.
And David Hogg is like 58 years old and was hired by the six Jewish banking families and George Soros to pretend to be a child. So I don't understand why everyone's so up in arms about, you know, this crisis actor, this professional child.
He actually like went. He kind of went soft on him.
Yeah, he went easy on the hog.
Mm-hmm.
someone said that he didn't vote. Which
David Hogg?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, can, he's like, canceled.
You can look that. You can look that up.
Was he 17? How old was
he? Like the voter.
Yeah,
app.
I think he's 18. Whatever. I don't care. So, you know. Clearly, I thought it was a funny bit.
For one, I'm gonna have to unsubscribe to his premium Snapchat after hearing.
Oh, David Hogg's premium Snap.
Yeah. Does he show it? Does
David
Hogg
zone? David Hogg fuck a fan challenge.
David Hogg try not to come challenge.
Damn. I definitely got
the thing like, that got everyone mad. I thought was kind of a funny bit. I didn't know.
What, which one?
Like
the
2 minute clip that they showed. Yeah, yeah. I thought it was like, all
right. Yeah, the like, I identify as a location.
And also, like,
you
don't have to be right. You know, like, that's not what makes comedy funny. It's not being right. Like, I think like a fucking construction worker in Staten Island is very funny. I don't think I agree with anything he has to say.
No, like, I, all the shit where it's like, what bothers me the most on Twitter right now is like when people will, like, talking about like the Louis set, will quote tweet some other shit, like quote tweet like the video of like that girl jerking off as Louis C.K. like the
Kelsey?
jerking, like where it's like the Louis
for some reason
song.
When you said that, I just thought the library girl for some reason. that girl that jerked off in the library in Oregon State.
Yeah,
Kendra Sutherland. Yeah. Whatever. I don't know why my mind went there. Yeah, she's a legend.
Yeah, the like New York comic who, like, she has a video of like she's doing the Louis theme song stuff, but she's dressed as Louis and she's jerking off the whole time.
Yeah,
and only performing as this character.
Yeah,
right
now. Kelsey Kane.
And yeah. And somebody quote tweeted it and was like, instead of I'm not gonna link to the disgusting, awful Louis C.K. bit. Here's a link to somebody much funnier than Louis C.K.
Yeah.
It's like, all right.
Oh, but she's doing a takeoff of
somebody just doing sexual assault cosplay.
Yeah.
And
she
it's
has
like
awesome, dude.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
like,
it was just weird. I mean, my only thought on it is that, like, being mad at his jokes now. I mean, he's a serial masturbator. Like, he's pleading to a lesser offense if you're mad at him for
making
fun of David Hogg.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
He's stoked about it. So if you don't like him, don't get, like, why are you even listening to his set and making it go viral.
I think that people just like dragging, you know, call out. It's like, you know, whatever.
Joining the
meanwhile,
the mob.
But it's like, I don't know why anybody thinks like Louis fans are going to be dissuaded. They're going to see a trending
dude,
topic
so,
and be like, this new Louis set is so offensive.
By the way,
it's so funny
like a
that
Louis
he
fan
has
should be like,
been,
oh, I can't listen to that.
He has been deplatformed in the sense that he can't perform in Manhattan and he has to perform on Long Island.
Yeah. Which he is perform at the Cellar still?
No, he can't. No,
he
because
can't?
Like every no,
oh,
the Cellar like walked it back because like every time someone he like drops in, they're like, this is non-consensual.
Yeah.
Like the drop in is non-consensual.
Right. So it has
which
to
is,
be
I
like,
think it's a very funny word to use. But,
about a drop in set.
About a drop in set. Like Amy Schumer performed a non-consensual set at the Comedy Cellar in Greenwich Village. But so now he basically can't perform in New York. He was like doing like the B clubs for a while, I think.
Right.
But now he just goes out to Long Island. He's building his hour because out there they're
at,
like,
at
"Yeah,
Governor's.
We're fucking drunk, dude. We don't give a shit."
So yeah, we're recording this like on New Year's Day.
Yeah,
yeah.
And so like New Year's Eve, you know, it's fresh on everybody's mind. And I definitely like, I got like once I got drunk enough, I definitely was like talking about the Louis set too much.
Yeah.
At the party last night, where I was like. I was off the Aperol spritz.
Yeah.
I like brought all the Aperol spritz ingredients and like made myself and others Aperol spritz in the kitchen.
Okay.
And then couldn't stop talking about how good the Louis set was.
that's rough stuff.
Which is
that's a wild move.
But it was like
at the alt comedy party.
At the alt comedy
party. Loved it. Not a good look.
No, it was only with like people that like got it.
That's not it, fam.
I didn't say it around Mitra or anybody.
Yeah, she wouldn't like that.
Well, now you are.
What?
She'll
just
hear
it.
On the pod?
Now you're in trouble.
No, that's fine. Nobody's. I didn't
only two
say,
people heard it. But
I
now everybody.
I mean,
I
didn't agree. I think that.
I think Doug Stanhope.
I
would
have put him up if he asked.
I think Doug Stanhope is like an excellent comic, but he's like a raging libertarian.
Yeah.
Like, I don't agree with his politics.
Right.
And I don't think you have to agree with people's politics. I mean,
to
the
like
master.
Art,
I'm not talking about the masturbating thing, because
no.
you know, I'm saying
not,
like
no. The official position is I don't.
But if
yeah,
we're talking about him saying things about Parkland or whatever, I really you know,
yeah,
I don't care at all.
Right.
Yeah. But whatever. That's me. I'm a black pill edge lord. blacked pill
black.com pill.
Yeah I took the blacked pill.
But wait, I want to hear about you getting punched in the face. You mentioned it in the
intro.
I got
punched in the face in Williamsburg a couple weeks ago. It was funny. There was, you know, there's crazy people on the streets screaming all the time.
Watch the word you just used.
Oh yeah, there's
crazy.
There's yeah, there's
we're gonna get
mentally
people who identify as
unstable,
crazy.
Unstable, whatever. People that I don't know if that guy identified as anything. whatever. He punched me. I heard the guy screaming, and then like I was walking down into the subway, and then I just felt like I hit my head really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And then I turned around, and he was just like looking down at me, and he had like boogers coming down his face and saliva like dripping down his mouth. He was just like pissed. I think like maybe he was like, whatever. He was just like, I told you, give me a coffee. Like, I told you, give me a coffee. And he like started screaming at me. And then, you know, so I think like probably 95%, like, you know, this guy was mentally unstable or maybe coming off of like a drug, some situation.
Yeah.
Or I think that there is a small like 2% chance that it was just a case of like extreme mistaken identity.
Yeah, there's a guy that looks exactly like you.
Who, like he
some
told
fucking
to get a
Jew
coffee.
Face owed him a coffee. He was pissed. But yeah, and then like so.
Oh
like,
yeah, he probably asked somebody to buy him a coffee.
Maybe he did.
And
I don't know.
Somebody maybe. I don't,
so then
I'm
he ran away, and then
my
friend I was with was like, we should go to the police. I was like, I don't want to go to the police. And then he's like, you're bleeding from the face.
Did he knock you down pretty hard?
No, my glasses flew off. My no, I mean, it was just weird.
Wait,
it wasn't
your glasses
like,
fly off?
They flew like down the stairs of the subway
Damn.
And like whatever.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I guess this guy is an asshole and he's punching people. So maybe he's going to punch another stranger. So maybe I should just tell the cops. And then I immediately regret, I was there. Like I was in the, there's a small police precinct in the subway station in, whatever, at the Lorimer Metropolitan stop in Williamsburg. And I went to them and it was so funny. It was like, I was like, yeah, I just got punched in the face by some guy. And it was like, it looks like this tiny precinct. And it was like as if a clown car had emptied out.
Yeah.
And like 90 uniformed police officers just came out of the back. They're like, let's fucking get them right now. What's the ethnicity? Tell me the ethnicity. And I was like, oh, God. Man. Yeah, I was like, he had a they're like, describe him, please, sir. You have to describe him. I was like, he's African-American and he had a gray fleece. And I was like, God damn it. They're going to fucking harass anyone with a gray fleece. And like, so we like went, we drove around.
Those are the people they're going to harass.
I did a ride along with them trying to find him like in the neighborhood.
Oh, this
like,
went deep.
If you see him. And the whole time I was just taking selfies in the car of my cuts on my face because I thought it looked badass.
Right.
And I wasn't really taking it seriously. The other cool thing was like seeing the culture of the police precinct, because it's like in
liberal
ass New Jew York City, but like they had fucking Punisher shit and they had like Blue Lives Matters, like the flag with the blue stripe going through it. And it's like, you know, obviously the NYPD is like known to be awful, but like I still did not expect that.
Yeah.
And then there was this fucking like gland case, this like giant this like bald shaved head like Guido who walked in the station. He was like 6'5", like 300 and something pounds, and he was wearing all Jets shit. He was wearing a Jets hoodie, Jets sweatpants, pads.
Helmet.
He was ready to get in the fucking game. And then everyone turned around when they saw him walk in. They were like, Sarge! And like, dapping people up, dude.
Yes.
Like, everyone loves fucking Sarge so much.
Yes.
And then finally at the end, I was like there for an hour and a half. I was like, I just want to go home. Like, this is stupid. You're not going to find the guy.
Your wounds, like, aren't dressed.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, I'm still bleeding from the fucking face. And then these three other cops show up, and they're like, all right, sir, we're going to have to ask you to come with us to tactically ascertain with at the Kings County Detectives Bureau in Coney Island. We want you to come, which, by the way, is like an hour away, like in South Brooklyn.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, we want you to come. In Coney Island.
Yeah.
We want you to come down so we can tactically ascertain with the logical reasoning of the Detectives Bureau for you to come and look at some pictures with us at the detectives. And I was like, I'm not going to Coney Island to look at pictures of black guys. Like, just random dudes. Like
oh, that kind of looks like him. That's probably how people get arrested mostly.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, that could have been the guy.
Just like punching the wrong, like just tattletale ass guy who's like, I just want someone arrested.
Yeah.
So then I just left and they're like, that's your right, sir. That's your right as victim of a violent crime to refuse to assist in a police investigation. And I was like,
This is fucking Fabrice. Who's the fucking Guido?
Bobby Bottle Service.
Service.
It sounded a lot like that.
Officer Bottle Bobby Service.
Yeah. And then they were like, yeah. And then they were harassing me for like 2 weeks. I just got calls.
Oh, really?
Yeah. From like, this is did Johnson.
Did they still call you?
They wouldn't even say like their rank or anything or their first name. They'd be like, yeah, this is Jenkins over at the Detectives Bureau.
Mm-hmm.
We want to know if you still want to help us out, find that guy. And then like, I finally was like, can you stop calling me?
Like, you have like a realistic version of Law and Order with these guys instead.
Yeah, that's how it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Law and Order makes it seem so like,
instead of Mariska, it's just like the Jets guy.
Yeah.
We got to get this fucking asshole.
It's fucking Sarge just dapping people up. Like
probably one of these guys.
I'm the most fucking popular guy at my fucking precinct. In the subway station. Yeah. It was really annoying and but like kind of weird. The other part of it was that I've had this face for 31 years. I just know, like, I've always known it's an incredibly punchable face. Like, I've always known.
Mean, Brandon's never been punched.
That just by going, well, he runs a risk, you know? And, like, as long as you're in the mindset that one day it's going to happen.
Right.
Like, I kind of felt relieved after the guy punched me in the face. I was like, today was the day.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, was that like, your first punch?
I was sort of my first.
Respect.
Face adult punch.
Who was the guy that, like, there was the dude that like stood up at Caroline's that said that he wanted to rape you, that guy.
Yeah, and then he like confessed his love to me.
Yeah,
and then told me he was on LSD. Also.
Oh, okay.
What did he say? He like got.
He was like, if you're, it was after like a Cometown live show. He's like, if you're an Adam Friedland fan, fucking fight me, bro. And then I saw him outside
Times Square,
and he's like, Adam, get the fuck over here. And I was like, what's up, dude? And he's like, I'm in love with you, dude. He's like, I really love you, and I think you're incredible. I think you're very funny. I think you're incredible. It's like, I just like feeling part of the community. Like I could do a bit with everyone else where I could be mean to you. And I was like, all right. I was like, oh, that's fine, dude.
Yeah.
And he's like, I am on LSD right now as well. And
I fucking told you that I met that same guy at the stand.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because like I was
he's
on
like really
some,
small.
Yeah, yeah, yeah he's yeah. like a small guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I did some show at the stand. That like Stav and Nick were also on, and like he came out for Stav and Nick,
he
obviously
comes to shows. Yeah, yeah.
And like I was like a last minute like non-consensual set.
Yeah, you did and non-consensual.
I did a non-consensual set at the stand, and like
that's so funny.
And like Nick and Stav were also on the show, and so then like afterwards that same guy came up to me, and he told me his side of the Caroline story,
which was that he was
basically
not on
the
LSD.
Same.
Yeah, it's the same shit.
And then
he was like,
then he
he's
was
like, let's go punch for punch, dude. It'd be hilarious. I'm like,
God
I'm not
damn.
Gonna do that with you. And he was wearing a hoodie that had panda ears on it. It was
oh
like a
boy.
Panda.
Yeah, like a raver type.
Like a
I feel like he's a raver adjacent.
Yeah.
It was rave style.
He told
go kiss for kiss for me right now, bitch.
Kiss for kiss, dude. It's not gay.
He told me like he said the same like he said that he wanted to rape me. But then also was like, I hated you until tonight. Now I love you. And like was like he was trying to hang. He was trying to chill.
It's a weird
post-show.
It's a weird opener. That's not part of the pickup artist mentality.
No.
I guess it was negging a little
I
bit.
I think he was negging. Yeah. I think that he's like,
yeah, I think like being a fan of anything is just like kind of a product of a mental illness to some extent. Like if I explain to you why I love fucking the NBA and you don't like the NBA, I would sound really insane.
Right.
You know, I like looking at the outfits of the players when they get to the stadium.
Yeah, you love it.
I follow an Instagram account called League Fits.
League Fits?
I like knowing about like who is fucking who and like who's
the wags.
Love wags.
You love knowing about wags. You're always looking at top 10 wags lists.
I love wags. I love being with the lads and looking at the wags.
Wait, okay. By the way, real quick, vis-a-vis Louis C.K.
Yeah, yeah. Let's get back into it.
I just real quick.
Let's get
I just want to say I don't want to get canceled in 2019. Actually, that is my New Year's resolution.
My resolution
to get canceled.
Is to get canceled to be free. Yeah,
yeah.
I want to cancel myself.
Yeah,
like no, like I'm not defending any of the abuse of power, et cetera, et cetera. The set. Just regarding the set, the people on Twitter being like, I can't believe it. This is literally a right-wing set. He's literally doing
alt-right.
They weren't
saying that 2 years ago when he was doing the same shit.
It's the same kind of shit he's been doing, but people are like, this is literally right-wing comedy.
Uh-huh.
Like, so many people have been like, wow, I can't believe... Like I've seen multiple people be like, oh, this is basically Milo. This is basically he's like,
what?
Like
yeah,
it's fucking
like,
wild.
It's just a weird, yeah. It's been
the
a
people
weird,
like, oh wow. So I guess Louis
also
CK
going into
is
the
all
new
right
year
now.
With that, it's just like my whole timeline's full of that.
Yeah,
people like disproving his jokes. I've seen people disproving his jokes.
That's
like
not
I
what
saw,
a joke.
I saw a 60K favorited thing of like somebody just explaining that David Hogg is in fact interesting.
Yeah.
And she's like, so, and it was ended with like, so Louis,
David
I guess
Hogg
you're wrong.
Boss.
It's like, okay. Like, what?
Yeah. That's why it's like, it's shocking to make fun of a kid that like survived a school shooting.
Mr. Seinfeld, airplane food actually is pretty good. So you're an idiot.
It's fucking weird.
It's it's so funny. I love the Seinfeld's whole thing too, because Seinfeld, like that whole generation of like old guy comics is all like, we won't perform at colleges because of safe space culture and the SJWs.
Yeah.
And like Seinfeld's like, yeah, I won't do it. They can't take like the heat. But it's like, he's like, what? Like, what is the heat?
Yeah.
Like, your bit about like you call an Uber, but you take a cab.
Yeah.
Why call? You call. You call the Uber.
That fucking Uber. Jerry Seinfeld's Uber bit where he's
opener.
Like, is anybody paying for this stuff? And it's like, yeah, fucking yes, dude. That's everybody's, yes. You like put in your credit card information. You pay for Ubers.
Well, he's like too rich.
He's
now,
like
too,
literally too rich that his bits don't make sense. He where he's like, is
why
anybody
would
paying
hire
for Uber?
A temporary driver? Everybody just has their own driver.
You just pick up your phone and you get a free car.
Is anyone going to jail for assaulting a child?
Yeah.
It's legal to do it.
It's insane.
It's
that
legal.
Pedophilia is legal.
You get on Jeffrey Epstein's plane. It's legal. I don't understand. I'm losing my mind. Yeah, but it's like, it's so funny him thinking like his Uber versus taxis bit, like the SJW safe space college students can't handle.
They can't handle
it.
That's
too hot for them.
They can't take the heat, dude.
But yeah, whatever, dude. Like,
those girls are too old for him anyway.
Oh yeah,
he was
a 17-year-old girl,
Shoshana.
Who? I mean, she's a babe.
Yeah,
but you know.
I guess he was dating a 17-year-old.
Yeah. But it wasn't even dating a 17-year-old before like, his shit was hot. He was like season eight.
My man was eight seasons deep. My man was eight seasons deep.
He's
with
eight
a high
seasons
schooler.
Deep. Driving her to school.
The number one sitcom of all time.
Yeah,
ever.
Yeah, like everybody is recognizing
the number
him at
one
high
show
school.
Ever. And he's like, "Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm dating a kid."
Yeah, that was the best.
Fucking
the
show me.
That
yeah.
was the best part about when everybody was like celebrating him, like not saying the N-word.
Yeah,
like when everybody was like, "Damn, like Jerry's a real one." Like Jerry's invited to the cookout.
Oh yeah,
and
that's
it's like,
right. Because of the talking funniest.
Yeah,
because
the
cause
talking
Louis
funny thing from like 2012.
He's like,
I am
an N word. Yeah,
yeah.
That's the thing. Is like, oh, God damn, it's so frustrating. Fucking everyone was championing Louis 2 years ago.
Yeah,
when all this shit was out.
One
there
year,
already.
Like
1 year,
one
ago.
And yeah. Like. A year and 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Like, if that set came out in October 2017, everyone that's, like, dragging it on the timeline would be like, oh, man, this new Louis stuff is so edgy.
Yeah.
Slay he's wild.
Louis. You got the hood past Louis. Slay. Dude, it's so funny. Did you ever hear that story that, like, Chevy Chase, like, everyone hated him when he was doing the Community?
Oh, yeah, of course.
But did you hear that story about how he kept saying the N-word on set? And then everyone's like, can you stop saying the N-word? He's like, what? Like, Pryor said I could say the N-word.
ancient hood pass.
Yeah.
He's
so like,
Richard Pryor handwritten hood pass from the 70s.
Telling Donald Glover that Richard Pryor told you you could say the N-word?
Yeah, it was funny. He was, like, telling Donald Glover it's not
well,
funny.
Okay.
Richard Pryor said he could say the N-word.
I mentioned this on the podcast, but like, dude, there's a Law and Order Classic episode where Chevy Chase plays an actor in the show who gets canceled for saying anti-Semitic stuff.
Oh, sick.
Or no, and then like his son murders somebody.
And
he
the whole
murders
show
a Jewish
was
ad-lib. Person.
Yeah.
It's like, no, aside from the murder, he's literally playing out his future. It's the weirdest. I had to look
like
it up to
like
make sure it happened
before.
Community. Yeah, years before.
There's a what do you call it? There's a Washington Post article with him about him that came out I think last year, which is like Chevy Chase.
Oh, it's
is
so
ready
good.
For his
it's
comeback,
devastated.
But nobody is calling.
It's a perfect article.
But there's a part of that article where he. His daughter's getting married and Lorne Michaels like is there. He's about to walk his daughter down the aisle and he goes up to Lorne and he like whispers in his ear. He's like, I'm ready. And he's like, for what? He's like, I'm ready to host SNL. I'm ready to come back. And like he got banned from SNL because like everyone's like, this is the worst host we've ever had. Will Ferrell, like who seems like a pretty nice guy, is like, Chevy Chase is the biggest piece of shit I've ever met in my entire life. And Lorne's like, You know, can we talk about this later? You know, whatever. And he's like, no, I'm ready to come back. He got sober at like 70 something years old. He like stopped drinking. And he's like, you know, like, can you please just like walk your daughter down the aisle like right now? And he's like, he was like trying to have an argument about like, why won't you let me host SNL? Like, yeah. Right before
he's
he was
doing
about
a
to
backwards
walk.
Godfather I mean, thing.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like,
just
like
day,
a backwards
I'm
Godfather
rollback.
Day of on the day of my daughter's wedding, you have to do me a favor.
I mean, it's I love like that fucking the narrative of his like he's like a very like perfect like poetic tragic figure.
Oh yeah,
like I fucking love it.
You know, he's the third member of Steely Dan. They mm-hmm. they were all at yeah. Bard together, and they
oh,
he was
wow.
in Steely Dan. Or it was before it was called Steely Dan, but he was in a band with Walter Becker and what's his name?
He's in that one, but what's that big Steely Dan video? It's like the big
he's
one.
He's in the Paul Simon.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He's not in any Steely Dan videos.
I don't know.
Is he?
I don't know if I've ever seen a Steely Dan video.
Yeah, I don't know if they did the videos.
Yeah,
they might have some weird ones.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're...
They're pre-music
MTV.
Videos.
Yeah.
Okay,
dude,
yeah.
This
yeah,
is what
yeah.
I like, dude. On a fucking Rolling Stone podcast, talking rock
oh,
and roll.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rock
Rolling,
and roll,
this
baby.
Is the first post-Rolling Stone podcast. This is a... We're a rock and roll podcast.
We're all rock stars in this room.
Yeah, we got a couple of big shout outs on for Cumtown for best of list.
Ooh, okay.
Hell
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Congrats.
We got on the Stormfront best podcast list of the year. We're on Benjamin Netanyahu did a favorite his favorite podcast of the year. Yo, that Obama favorite movies thing is fake, right?
Oh, all
it
yeah.
has
yeah,
to be.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
has he to be curated.
Eighth grade though.
Yeah,
plug.
Eighth grade's on there. Also, like, fucking, what was the fucking, it was really good, that movie that, like, took place at a fake Hooters, Support the Girls.
Yeah, there's,
like that's on the list, like, the list is
like,
too
yeah,
indie.
He didn't see
like,
that.
Like, Barack Obama's yeah. not sitting through these movies.
Like, the
yeah.
list was, like.
He paid some guy.
Like, Support the Girls, I saw that at, like, South By. It's, uh-huh. like, a limited, it was, like, a limited release movie.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like, I was, like. A lot of that shit, I was like, this
like
is...
Like Sundance exclusive
Obama
movies.
Is not this alt.
Obama's just at Sundance, like, screening films by himself.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
like
then
that,
people are like, this is a real president. A real president listens to Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
Not like Mr. Cheeto.
Yeah. A real president appreciates real hip-hop. None
yeah,
of this
a real president.
Bling bling big booty shit.
Yeah. He's an Afrocentric yeah. style... He listens to Tribe Called Quest, the real shit, 93, yeah. Golden Era.
Yeah. Yeah, Trump listens to Justin Bieber,
yeah.
and Barack Obama listens to Metallica. Like, it's just like...
A rapper I really like nowadays is called Token. Good rapper.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a positive message.
Oh, hell
messages.
Yeah. I don't know
like
if Adam...
going to take care of his daughters one day when he
Adam,
has them.
Adam doesn't know about Token.
From South Park?
No, Token's like
the,
a rapper.
He's a white
who's like,
rapper who's
he's
like
a young
woke.
White rapper on Twitter who posts like his songs. You know, his lyrics are all about like how good of a dad he's gonna be to his future daughters that he's gonna have one day.
I like that.
Yeah,
you know,
I like that.
That's, he's Mark Wahlberg's favorite rapper.
Is
when
he?
When I'm a dad, yeah. I'm gonna take care of my daughter. I'm not gonna lead her to the slaughter like a sheep.
Mark Wahlberg's like, a big Post Malone fan too.
Wait, what's that?
He's like boys with Post Malone.
Oh, Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're in a sense. Movie. I saw on his Instagram, like, there's a picture of them in prison jumpsuits with Peter Berg.
Yeah.
I guess they're making some sort of right wing
movie. It's the new Dinesh D'Souza movie. He got
yeah,
Wahlberg.
I guess so, yeah. The Democrats are the real gay guys. Oh, God, yeah.
I
watched, actually, speaking of Peter Berg, I watched the Boston bombing movie yesterday
yes.
in our hotel, and it fucking kicks ass.
Really?
Yeah, I was, it. Oh, yeah. I was.
You just
I've
got
been...
Mark trying to solve the bombing.
Oh, that movie. What's it called?
Patriot's Day.
I haven't seen
oh,
the
okay.
movie. Yeah. I just, ass. Like, somebody online was, like, as a roast was, like, Wardell looks like the Boston bomber. And I was like, yeah, he's
so
fucking
cute.
Hot. Everybody, like the
he's
sexiest
so
terrorist.
Hot.
Alive.
Yeah,
terrorist.
Everyone,
oh
he's like
God.
The one terrorist everyone
Jahar?
Wants to fuck.
Oh my
like,
God. He's a teen
I
idol.
Would, I'd love to look like
he's,
Jahar.
He smokes tree, dude.
Yeah.
He's cool as shit.
Yeah.
Aside from the whole bombing thing.
I mean, I think he's innocent personally, but mm-hmm. I don't want to bring politics into this comedy podcast. But yeah, you can't smoke weed, dog, and be a terrorist. Mm-hmm. You can't open your third eye
wait, didn't,
and let Ja
didn't,
come
didn't
into
Osama,
your body.
Didn't Osama, like, have weed?
Oh, he. I'm sure he had
loud. Osama had,
he
like...
jacked off.
Osama had, like, loud.
He had porn.
Didn't they say
yeah,
that?
I downloaded the dumps porn. From yeah. his computer. That was like got a Freedom of Information Act. Like,
yeah.
And they had like, it was super
bad, like pixelated bikini photos.
No, yeah, it was like super hard because like when I think the way they did it is like you, when you take a copy of like a PC or something, it comes, it pulls things down in like chunks. So like a lot of these are like half images, you know?
Yeah.
And then like the entire web cache. So I was looking at like thumbnails of like shit he was browsing, but there was weird bikini stuff.
I was watching bikini bikini stuff.
Osama would like Google bikini.
And just weird. Also like a lot of stuff that looked like it's from like the 80s, kind of like, or like the early 90s web, where I was kind of like, what internet was this man browsing?
But I feel like people were hyping that, like, oh, Osama bin Laden was looking at porn. What a hypocrite. But it's like,
Yeah,
you're in timeout.
I mean,
in,
he did do 9/11.
You're in Jalalabad in Pakistan. You can't leave your house. What else are you gonna fucking do? You look at hella porn.
Yeah, it's a, but he had.
I think he was set up too. Right?
Can you, Jamie, pull that up? Fucking.
Is that your intern?
No, that's Joe Rogan.
Oh, that's his.
Did Obama have Kush?
Jamie, pull that
up.
Oh yeah, Kanye is going on Joe Rogan.
Oh,
dude,
wow.
So
I'm so pumped.
Dude, I checked today. Drake doesn't follow Kim Kardashian on Instagram anymore. He unfollowed.
Okay.
So probably Kanye's had a tantrum worked out. That's so funny. Don't follow my wife.
Yeah. Well, I like the calling Kris Jenner thing.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine you're fighting with a guy like over text and then like you hear your mother-in-law in the other room like, hi, Drake. How's it going?
It's so funny he's getting bullied by Drake.
Oh, it's the worst.
By
Degrassi. I know.
He's getting bullied by him.
He threatened him.
Yeah, whatever, dude. But yeah, Patriots Day had a really funny part, which was Kevin Bacon plays like the head FBI guy.
Yeah.
And he comes in and he's like, we can't say this is terrorism because like then it's going to be like this big deal. We got to be sure that it's terrorism. And he's like, because then it's going to be all of Boston is going to have to deal with this. And this is going to be huge. And then I guess like they use like a little mini like BBs, like ball bearings in the explosives. And Kevin Bacon just crouches down and he picks up like one little BB and he goes, it's terrorism. And then he cuts, and then the scene cuts.
He finds a
BB. Just a little BB. And he's like, it's fucking terrorism.
Wait, who's in this shit?
It's got a great cast. John Goodman, Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Michelle Monaghan, who I feel like is in
every
one of those
movies.
Are they
all doing Boston accents?
And they're all doing Boston.
Yes.
Yeah. And then, yeah, of course, you know, Mark's in it. The kid from, what's the scary movie that everyone saw this year?
Get Out?
No.
What?
From Hereditary.
Fucking Hereditary.
Yeah. The kid from Hereditary plays Jahar. Looking like a fucking snack. Looking cute
as
hell.
They had a white guy playing Jahar?
I guess he's white. No, he might be a little bit Chechen. But, you know, Jahar was... He was Chechen. He was white.
Okay.
Yeah. They were Russian Muslims.
That would be a really funny, Twitter outrage. It's like... if they were like, they should have racially appropriate people playing the Boston Bombers.
Yeah.
It would be
they'd
be
so real Chechens.
It'd be fair.
Yeah. We need to let...
Like, disgusting. Hollywood's so white.
Yeah, thinking that they're white. Or thinking that they're not white. Yeah, that's just because they're Muslim. That's great. Yeah, I would. That movie kicks ass. I'm kind of a Peter Berg apologist.
What's Peter Berg's shit?
He made the Deepwater Horizon movie and Patriots Day same year.
Okay.
He pumps them out.
Didn't he like, what else did he do?
And he is kind of right wing.
What else did Peter
Friday
Berg
Night
do?
Friday Night Lights.
Okay, yeah. That was like his, okay, yes.
A bunch of movies.
Yeah.
I think he's one of the only kind of right wing directors in the Hollywood.
Friday Night Lights is a hilarious movie because have you ever read
Show?
The
movie.
Book?
He
the
did
the
a movie,
movie.
Right.
Oh,
it was
movie,
Friday
yeah.
Night Lights movie.
The movie.
And then
yeah.
TV show.
You want to win, put Booby in.
Yeah.
That was
the
big
yeah.
line.
Did he do the TV
Booby
show
Miles.
Also?
No, that was that was someone else. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He might have produced it.
Sure.
Oh yeah, and
yeah,
I'm
like
also mixing up that
EP
with Remember
credit,
the Titans.
Probably.
I was thinking of Remember the Titans.
Oh yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Because
after that movie came out, all the original players who played for that team were just like white and black, both of them were like, oh yeah, that coach was a piece of shit. Like the only reason we got along was because like we're all racist.
Him.
We just like got along because he was so bad.
Mm.
Like he was awful.
Oh, so
they bonded because he was like an abusive coach.
Really?
Like the Denzel.
Yeah, the Denzel character. Like
wow.
Your real Denzel guy. They're God, like, oh yeah, he was like awful. Like
that rocks.
Like a Bobby Knight type.
That movie taught me what race was.
Mm-hmm.
I was like 7. I don't really I knew, but like mm-hmm.
I learned from the movie Crash.
Yeah.
Yeah. About race.
You're like 17. Yeah. Whatever. Like,
I was like, this is interesting.
Ah, yes.
There was this guy by our show in Brooklyn, like, by Funny Mom.
Uh-huh.
And this like old African dude who like hangs out and like sometimes asks for money and like
sure.
And he walked into the bar, which is a queer bar where we do our show.
Like a trans bartender, like
it's a queer space. But he walked in and they're like, no, you got to go. They kicked him out immediately. And he walked outside. He's like, and he turns to Nick and he's like, my whole life, you know what I think? I'm starting to think my whole life, people are nice to me because I am black. Like he just at like 70 something realized that racism exists.
Wow.
Yeah. But it was really sweet. We're like, oh yeah, he's a really nice guy. But we see him in the neighborhood.
Should have let him in.
Should have put him on.
I said they should let him in. But put
this man on
that's
the guest
the other
list.
Thing is like the venue is like super inclusive. But then, you know, this guy, they didn't want him.
Wow.
So, damn. Hypocrisy much? Yeah, I got that. I got in trouble in my neighborhood from my coffee shop. I got banned. Yeah. I got a 9-month suspension.
It was like a temp ban.
Yeah.
For what?
For doing a subtweet of them. I didn't even say their
really?
Name. Yeah. Because I was like, a shout out to the coffee shop. It wasn't even funny, but it was like a, you know, one of those things that people are like, oh, it really do be like that. You know, one of those kind of tweets. But I was like, yeah, shout out to the coffee shop with the $6 cold brew and the refugees are welcome here sign. and then it kind of like, you know, got a lot of retweets and stuff. And then I guess they saw it on Twitter and then they clicked on my profile. My avatar isn't even my face.
You have like,
and they were like, we saw that tweet about us. And by the
like
way,
Andre Drummond or James Harden or some shit.
Yeah. It's, it's Chris Bosh.
It's
Chris Bosh. Yeah. Okay. I don't know why. It's just, that was the avatar I chose when I signed up.
Never changed it.
I'm never gonna change it.
Never gonna.
I love
it.
That pick, but
I wish. And I then saw they were that like in the wild because I've been like getting mad at LA places to do the exact same thing or versions of it.
Yeah, refugees couldn't even use the bathroom there. Yeah,
well,
because you need to buy something to use the bathroom.
Well, I get mad at the opposite way because it'll be like that, or it'll be like a long list of all the people that are welcome, which is weird because it like implicates that like they're not welcome in the rest of the arts district.
Yeah.
It's like very weird to put that out there. Just like gay people welcome here. It's like, we're in LA. It makes it seem like, why wouldn't
they be? Gay people are allowed to go to Starbucks.
Yeah.
So they were like, we saw your tweet about us. And I was like, I didn't even, and you know, this is a family owned business. And like, and by the way, the cold brew isn't $6, it's $4.50. And I was like, I know that. I'm like, I was just making a joke online.
Right.
And plus I tip when I get the cold brew, so I pay $6.
Yeah,
you know, it's just fucking hyperbole. I just made a joke online, and they were like, "You're fucking taking business away from us." I was like, "I didn't even say your name."
It was
very annoying. So then I didn't go.
This
back.
Is the spot.
Oh,
with
it's
like,
they didn't ban you.
I was basically
this is the spot
asked
with like
not to come back, but without
they have like great breakfast burritos.
No, right? That's the other spot.
Oh, that's the other spot. So you didn't get banned from like the
the breakfast burrito place. I'm in good graces with.
That's good.
You should have at least asked for them to put up a sign next to the refugees welcome. Adam Freeland,
not welcome.
Yeah,
yeah. I guess I was a refugee of that coffee shop, right?
Mm.
Can you imagine if fucking like a family of like Syrians walked in that coffee shop?
Just moves in.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We're exhausted.
Okay, where can we sleep?
They're like, actually, we have a poetry reading tonight. It's a community event, so we're going to have to ask you to leave. Whatever. Fuck them. I'd now go back. I'm
but
cool.
You go back.
I'm cool with one barista.
How'd you
I just walked back in confidently.
Yeah.
With my chest out.
Yes.
Fuck them, dude.
Yeah.
Kick in the door.
I won't say the name of the coffee shop.
Okay.
But
that feels good, you know, fucking walking
dude,
into
I feel like fucking Ricky Gervais coming in there. Are you offended?
I fucking
what'd you get banned for a burrito place for?
Oh, no, I didn't get banned from there.
Oh, okay.
No, he never
just
got banned from
not having, like, a traditional job. I can just, I walk around my neighborhood and just experience the daytime.
Yeah, you get to live like a Parisian.
Yeah, there's, like, I have a bunch of neighbors that I see, and we have great relationships. There's one lady that lives by me that just hangs out in their car and watches Sons of Anarchy on a laptop.
That sounds badass.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
Hell yeah.
Maria. Very she says cool. What's up to me. Whatever.
Yesterday I went to this liquor store that like sold me bootleg Juul pods.
Okay.
Remember this? I got sold bootleg Juul pods and I was like pissed off about
it. I heard
it.
Those are pretty
they, like,
good though.
Upcharged it. No, it like didn't hit like it was
oh,
like
in the Juul packaging
like,
or
yeah it would like hit like sluggishly and like the box was like slightly yeah. off where like you could tell something was up and like this happened like 3 weeks ago. I never resolved it because I was like away mm-hmm. but I like tried. I called. I was like, hey, can we talk about this? They were like, oh, like our manager's not here, you know. But then I came in the other day
strapped
and I was
with
like,
a minigun.
I was like, hey man, like it was the same cashier and I was like buying some like rosé or whatever. And I was like, hey man, I feel like we never really resolved the bootleg Juul pod situation. And then he handed me a free pack.
No way.
And then he was like, oh, just return the bootleg box like when you can.
Oh, he wants
so
the
went
box
back.
Back.
Oh, so they
gave him the, I gave him the
it.
Box back. They hooked me up.
Okay.
And I felt good. I felt great the rest of the day. I was feeling like shit. We were hanging out.
Yeah.
And I was feeling sick. I had a bad cold. I was feeling sluggish.
Uh-huh.
And that, like, gave me a jolt.
Okay.
Just fucking, yeah. like, being...
Just going in there and telling him.
Just telling him off.
Standing up for
Listen
yourself.
Listen here, sir.
Excuse me,
I
sir.
I have a gun.
I have a gun, and it's not bootleg.
Yeah.
it felt fucking
I'm
good,
going
man.
To call the police on you.
I mean, that was Haynes was like, yeah man, like you can tell him you can call the cops because selling bootleg mm-hmm. nicotine products is a crime.
I'm calling ATF on you.
Yeah, the ATF pulling up.
Yeah.
We're gonna I fucking get you. SWAT the liquor store for selling me bootleg Juul pods. All right, Adam's addicted. He can't stop playing BitLife.
I can't stop playing this game. It's that children play.
It's a game for children.
It's for babies. It's like, where, you ever play Drug Wars?
I mean, I remember seeing like the ads. I thought that was literally just malware.
No,
like, I thought
like,
that was an actual virus.
It's like a game where it's sort of, there's like no graphics, but you live like an entire life. You're born.
Yeah.
You click, there's like a little sperm you click on and then you're born. They give you like a place where you're from and like mm-hmm. how hot you are and how smart you are. And then your family and how much money they
have.
Yeah,
you were like, well, click the sperm and then it's like, oh, you're
born.
Such and such name. You were born as a result of like, there's like, sometimes you get like a failed pull out or whatever. And like your dad was a troop. Your mom was
in
whatever.
IT. Yeah.
But like you were playing it earlier and you're like, oh man, my hots are at 100%. Like
yeah,
my looks are at 100%.
Looks
I'm hot.
53% smart.
Yeah, so you're like, oh fuck, I'm 49% smart. I gotta go to the library.
Yeah.
Like that's like a thing in the game.
Yeah.
Right?
The first
like,
time I played, I gotta go to the library and study. I gotta spend time with my mom. Yeah.
I gotta go to the library.
My mom and my relationship's at a 70. I gotta spend time with that bitch, dude. but yeah, the first time I played, I was a clown who was in prison 3 times and I died of HIV.
Gacy status.
Yeah.
It wasn't
my fault. Like,
you were an AIDS clown?
I was in a bar fight and then I defended myself and then they threw me in jail for 4 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't know. So then it really
that
teaches you about
elaborate.
How you get put into the system and then you're completely.
Yeah.
No, but whatever. Yeah, it's really fun. But I guess this is what Gen Zers are doing.
Can I see it? Can
I kind of
you?
Like Gen
Z. Oh, yeah.
I'm a big Gen Z.
Yeah,
man.
You're
I
Gen
like
Z now.
I have a lot of hope for them. I think that the annoying parts of Millennial, they've kind of rejected.
Is this like a text-based game? Like you're not walking around?
Yeah, it's all text-based.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
So what do you, Gen Z feels like, I'm a little 15, more you should find a refined. Girlfriend.
We should find a boyfriend. I could also come out as gay too.
You only have 54 like that's bucks like a
button
bank.
You can press.
Well, because I asked
your
my
name
mom.
Sabrina Khan.
Sabrina Khan. She's yeah.
Is there? There's she's a gay. From, wait, Adam. What? Is there a gay button?
Yeah, you could. There's a gay button. You could be gay.
Wait, there's yeah. like. It's yeah. just a button you press.
Yeah, you can get cheated on and like get a divorce.
Like you can press the button.
Yeah,
to,
yeah.
Like,
it
get
says
cheated on.
There's a rainbow. It's sexuality. Yeah. You could sign up for social media. Join yeah. social media.
In the app.
Oh, I have to share BitLife. I have to like share it with someone to get
got
social
it, yeah.
media. Yeah, I could like post oh, on it. Yeah, we'll I can go to the movies. I can get a girlfriend.
I want to.
I can hit
BitLife.
It raw too. Like they're like you're like you can hook up with someone. There's like a hookup option, uh-huh. and it's like should you put on a condom or just keep going? And then like if you put uh-huh. on a condom, the guy's pleasure level is like at 10%. The yeah. girl's pleasure level is at like 90%.
That's not, that's like, they would both be at 10%.
I don't know. Right? Maybe it's, I don't know.
Maybe it's a special condom.
Girls hate condoms as much as us fellas, right?
No, I think they don't hate them as much.
You're telling yourself that.
Yeah.
They hate it.
I don't think they hate them as much.
Hate them.
I'm not wearing it for them.
No, they hate it as much as I do. And that's why I don't wear them.
That's why I tell them I'm wearing mm-hmm. them.
Yeah. I'm doing it for them.
Yeah.
They girls hate condoms.
Yeah. Chicks hate Connies. they hate them. Yeah, so there's like a mind and body option, so I can go to the library, I can go to the gym. Bookish, you went to the library. Yeah, and then they like tell me
and
like
then how what are your smarts at now?
My smarts are, oh, my brother and I are at a zero for our relationship.
Oh, no.
So I have to have a conversation, spend time
come
with
off
him. Denied.
What,
you asked your little brother Paul to go for a walk, but he said no. All right, let me try to have a conversation with him. So it's like that. Your little brother Paul doesn't feel like talking to you.
Oh no.
Oh my god, this is fucked. He's
how
a
do
sociopath.
How do you fucking fix your relationship with your brother?
I don't know. I think it's fucked, and I think I might have to just abandon him.
Can you completely. Commit suicide in game?
You can kill yourself, you can commit crimes, you can murder people. You can go clubbing.
All the best.
Yeah, my girlfriend's gotten addicted to going to the casino in the game.
Okay.
And she's gotten addicted to playing blackjack
actual
and
money
horse races
in the casino.
Like, I mean, you your money from money? The game, like that you earn.
But you don't spend real money on BitLife.
Hopefully not. I don't.
But
I
you
mean,
could
I would.
If you wanted.
Yeah, I mean, I'm invested.
There are games where people do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Second Life
purchases?
Was a big one.
Yes. Yeah.
I remember a guy in one of my college classes explaining Second Life to the whole class, and everybody
hell
was thinking
yes.
he was out of his mind.
Yeah.
That he was like, wait, you buy Cokes, like you buy Coca-Cola in-game for real money? He's like, yeah, it's cool.
I want him to be happy.
You know we're in college, right?
That's
yeah.
cool.
So I can go to the movies. I think I want to find a boyfriend. Because I'm a girl in this game right now. Even though maybe I want to be
wait,
gay.
Wait, what's this?
This is some
oh,
ad.
Oh, it's just an ad.
An ad popped up. Yeah, so then like then they say these are your options. They give you like sort of their rankings in terms of smartness, craziness, and looks. And like, so I like dating the people with like 100% on crazy. You know, that's just, it's just fun.
100%
yeah, in the game,
100%
for sure.
crazy?
Yeah, yeah. You just mix it up yeah. a little bit. Yeah, yeah. I don't yeah. know. This ad won't end. But yeah, so you can... Yeah, but it's very funny. The names that they have in the game are really funny too.
I mean, and the app's called BitLife, which is, you know,
yeah,
that's us, man. You know,
that's what it's all about.
Oh. That's us. That's what comedy's all about. It's
the bits.
Fucking BitLife,
doing
life,
bits,
man.
Dude. Living for the bit. Okay, school dance. It's the first time at school dance. You are attracted to a boy named Jonathan Mendoza. What will you do? He's got 100% in looks. I'm also at 100% in looks. I got to ask Jonathan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good times.
Oh,
Jonathan Mendoza's
yes.
school dance. Can I fuck him? I want to fuck him.
I do too, just hearing
can
about
you
him.
Can you fuck Jonathan?
Okay, so now I'm trying to find a boyfriend. And Gabe Hunt, he's pretty high on looks, smarts. Craziness is medium and popularity pretty low. But
yeah,
you know what?
No.
Maybe I can turn him
no,
popular.
No, you're dating Jonathan.
But it's not giving
no,
me that option.
Fucking,
I just
no,
went to the dance with Jonathan.
No, just don't hang out with Gabe.
All right, find a date.
Follow things
okay,
through.
Okay, now Raymond Rivera.
Where's Jonathan?
Jonathan, we just went to the dance. It's not giving me an option to date him.
So, like, what...
This is, yeah. So he's like, if you, yeah, he's medium looks, but he's pretty popular. So I'm going to not date him. Let's see who
They're
else.
They're just generating Clint guys
Butler.
For you.
Yeah. Okay, this guy. This guy's hot, smart, pretty crazy, but medium popular. I'm going to ask him out.
No.
He's super busy. I got rejected.
Adam Cook.
Ugh.
Let me go, dude. I want to. Oh, I got to go study. Yeah, I studied. I'm going to go to the library.
This is rapid fire.
Yeah, you can go fast in
this
game.
But you're not even
too.
You don't even see your person.
No, it doesn't matter.
It's all just text.
Yeah, I went to the fucking library, walking in.
How much of your actual life do you ignore while improving your bit life?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you can play this pretty quick. You can live a whole life in like 20 minutes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's that fast.
It's pretty fast.
Like to like completion.
Okay, so this guy's medium looks, but he asked me out. Should I say yes?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Or ask him out. Teen love. I'm dating Landon now.
Okay.
All right. So let's age again. Now I'm 15. Your boyfriend Landon wants to break up. Beg him to stay.
Yes.
No.
Assault him.
Assault him
one last time. All right, let's fuck shit up. I was trying to have a good life, but now let's. I can't believe Landon.
Yeah, let's fuck it up.
I assaulted him. You way to go, champ. You attacked him, but he dodged you.
Okay.
Yeah, fuck Landon. Anyway, I'm single and I'm horny. I'm gonna study harder. Go back to that library.
Yeah, go back to the library.
I'm trying to get into a good college, honestly. Bookish. All right, let's see what else. Let's find a date. Eduardo Hunt. He's kind of hot, but he's not that popular.
Is he? Wait.
Okay, this
were
guy.
Were you dating a Hunt earlier?
This guy, Jack Chapman, is dumb as shit. Zero in smarts, but he's pretty hot and very popular. Ask him out. Plenty of fish in the sea. He rejected me?
Damn.
I'm a 95 fucking percent in looks.
Ugh.
Did you go down in looks?
Yeah.
Because
you age,
got too smart.
No, I'm going to go to the gym. Yeah, good idea, Jack. I'm going to go to the gym. 18 bucks, I'll pay any price. Okay, pure gains. Look at that. Okay, Seamus Longfellow. Seamus. Okay, he's 100% in looks and 0% in smarts. Ask him out. Yes, I got a fucking boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. All that's right. Cool.
Hell
okay,
yeah.
You got a boyfriend.
All right.
That's
now,
all we that's all we wanted.
He wants to break up with me now. I'm going to beg him to stay. He decided to stay. Oh, my God. I'm a crazy bitch. I love that. Driver's license. Take the test. Let's go. Y intersection. What does this mean? What does this sign
wait,
mean?
Let me see.
Oh, wait. You're actually taking a driver's
oh,
test
like
in
you
game
actually
now?
Are,
yeah, I'm taking
it actually
driver.
Is right. Making you fucking
put the,
like...
Put the game away now.
Yeah,
I
passed
you take a driver's
it. I passed
test.
The driving test.
Okay, I can fucking... I got wheels now
what's
and a
your,
boyfriend.
You're
I'm
fucking so, all these dudes before you can even drive?
Yeah, well, I'm, you know, they can drive me around in their car. Oh, my brother. Okay, whatever. We're going to play more
no,
after
we'll
the
play
show.
More
we'll
after.
Play this after.
We'll
we should just do this on Twitch or something.
Yeah, let's get on Twitch.
It, yeah.
Can we play this shit on Twitch? I would love
I don't
that.
Know if you do it from, that'd be sick. I'll just all text.
Can you play like a cell squinting? Phone game? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
pretty sure. Right?
I just went
I don't
to the
think
movies.
You twitch from a cell phone. That'd be sick, though.
Wait, so, Jack, you got punched?
Oh, yeah, oh no, I don't, that. Well, yeah, circling way back to the the punch in the face story.
Uh-huh.
A really similar thing happened to me with my friend. We had just moved into the city back in Chicago, and we were going to get, like, a snack late at night. This is like, we lived in the Loop, which is, like, the main area of Chicago. Yeah. Everybody's there during the day, but nobody's there at night. Like, nobody. And we're just, it was probably 2 a.m, walking. He had his bike. He was walking his bike next to me, and I was just on foot.
Yeah.
And, like, this dude just cruises past us, and, like, right when he's about to pass us, clocks my friend in the face.
Damn.
And he goes down. His bike lands on me.
Yeah.
And we're both just confused. We didn't even know what happened. We kind of get up, and he had scurried away at this point. But I, it was just, like, you know, probably a crackhead or something punched him.
Sure.
But when we did the same exact thing where you're like, I feel, what do we do? Tell the cops? Like, I don't. And then the cops drove by. And we explained the situation to them and had the weirdest conversation with them. Where they're just like, "Would you? Okay, slow down. What'd you do to the guy?" And I was like, "What do you mean? We didn't do."
Oh, wow.
And they're like basically the conversation we had was like they thought that we like beat the guy to death and that's what they're gonna.
Yeah.
And then they're like, "We're like, are you gonna look for him or something?" You're like, "Yeah, but you look for him. But if you do what you need to do, just come find us. We'll take care of it." I was and then they sped off, and we were like, did those cops just tell us to, like, we could go kill this guy?
Yeah.
And like, cover it up?
Chicago's fucked up.
Yeah. And then we just, like, went home.
Yeah.
But I was like, what the fuck?
Chicago's where they did that, like, entrapment scheme where they put, like, a free pair of Jordans on the streets. And, like, if a kid, like, picked it up, they'd be like, you're stealing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's from the floor. It's not even stealing.
Yeah. It, like, has a string.
Yeah.
A string attached that, like, brings them.
I remember in
the
show Married with Children, Al Bundy had a dollar on a fishing line and he'd give it to strippers and then pull the money back. And he told Bud, he's like, one day this will be yours. I miss that show so much, man. That was the best.
Married with Children?
Is that before your time, Brandon?
It's before my time. I remember Christina Applegate was like a babe.
Yeah, that's the best. But whenever, like, she would come on screen for her first scene, the studio audience would be like, like freaking out, like they'd never seen a woman before. But yeah, she was like a
teen.
Kelly Bundy.
Yeah, they were like.
Well, I had a weird thing, like my early like sexuality kind of situation where I was like, I knew she was hot, and I liked her, but I also really liked Peg Bundy too.
Mm.
I also was like, I kind of want to fuck her with my child's penis, with my small child's penis.
Who was that? Was that Kathy Najimy?
She's from Sons of Anarchy. I don't know.
Oh my God, I didn't realize that was her.
Peg Bundy. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's insane.
Yeah, I don't know what her name. What's her name? The actress. I know Ed O'Neill is Al Bundy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
plays Ted
Bundy. That whole show was, Ted Bundy.
It's all, that whole show is, the family trying to survive after Ted did all those things.
I like that show because they were like fucking broke. He had like, he didn't want to fuck his wife. Even though she had like big titties and was hot, kind of. And he was like, oh, come on, don't make me fuck you. Like, that was the whole concept of that show, is that he was just beaten down by life that he hated his wife.
Wasn't he a shoe salesman?
He was a shoe salesman, yeah. Who was a high school football star.
Yeah, all of those shows, they had like weird jobs that like a child would think of.
And then there was a bootleg Married with Children on WB called Happily Ever After with that girl Nikki, what's her name?
Oh.
Or no, was it not Happily Ever After? It was,
I don't know,
something. But the dad, the Al Bundy character, would go to the basement in that show and talk to a bunny.
I remember what you're talking.
Yes. Nikki Cox was on that show.
Yeah.
Who was a babe also back in the day.
Yes. Where is this?
Well, also, what's weird, they aren't super similar, but when I was a kid and that show was on, the show The Nanny was also on.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't know the difference between the two shows. My parents would watch them, and I kind of like thought it was one show.
Uh-huh. I also had a crush on Fran Drescher.
Yeah, I thought Fran Drescher was in Married with Children.
Yeah, it was Unhappily Ever After.
Unhappily Ever After.
Yeah,
that's what it was called.
Unhappily Ever After.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bobcat Goldthwait was on
Bobcat
the show.
Bobcat was the bunny. Was the bunny that only the dad could understand and talk to. Yeah. It was like a stuffed animal.
I need to see
animal.
That, yeah.
It was kind of twisted. Yeah, it was kind of good. It was
bizarre.
It was pretty sick and twisted.
Yeah, it was really sick and twisted.
You love that?
I love that.
I need to see this bunny.
Yeah, the bunny was like vulgar.
Yeah, he was like a vulgar and bunny. Horny.
Oh, this is a terrifying bunny.
Yeah.
He's awful looking.
Just like
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and it was voiced by Bobcat Goldthwait.
I mean, the sons on the show look like pimps, so.
I fucking love Bobcat.
I don't even know who that is.
Bobcat.
Oh, you got this card.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dasha just bought this for me for Christmas, too.
Oh,
yeah,
the one with the...
I had to get it.
The Menendez brothers.
It's a baseball card where the Menendez brothers are photographed in the background after they killed their parents.
After they killed... Before they caught the case, though.
Yes.
Before they were charged. So they were enjoying a nice basketball game.
They're courtside.
After they murdered their parents.
No.
Yeah,
those
guys... They were rich boys.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They were like Bel Air kids, right?
Did you see Law and Order did a miniseries about them? Did you watch it?
I never watched it.
Pretty good.
There's a new one, right? With
it's recently out.
Edie Falco, right?
Yes.
Oh, Law and Order made
that. That's a Law and Order.
Oh, I never realized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird to see a serial Law and Order season.
Yeah.
Because usually it's just episodical, like you just watch a random one.
I hate that shit when it goes into the lives of like the cops and stuff and they're like I had an abortion 6 years ago. And they're like, I was like, just show me the.
Every once in a while, there's like an episode like that.
Stabler will have some mission.
Yeah, his daughter. Oh, it's his daughter.
Yeah.
And he like, he'll get kicked off the force for a little bit for like punching a locker. But so I've watched SVU straight through.
Oh, you have?
Like in order once. Yeah. And I tried, I didn't finish Law and Order Classic.
There's so much of it.
Yeah, I digest so much forever, TV that I was like, I should try to do this.
Yeah,
because I could like plow through a show in a disgustingly short amount of time.
You're goal oriented.
I'm you know.
Do you see the incel app?
The what?
Oh, we talked about that.
I loved it
at length.
I just checked something.
We searched every Chad and Stacy in the database.
Yeah, they're talking about Chads and Stacys over here.
But I went to the dark web, Google.com.
I searched just Google.
Hey, is anybody in this apartment possibly named Chad?
Dude, I'm fucking hungry.
Yeah. Oh,
dude,
and then Ice-T. The final line of that was Ice-T. Why did anybody got to be incels when there's prostitutes like that?
Yeah, that's you see pro that, sex worker.
Do you see that episode with Will Sasso?
Dude, yes.
That is the most twisted. That might be one of the most twisted SVU episodes I've ever seen.
What was his character?
So Will Sasso plays the dad of this girl who's on like a music school trip to NYC.
Yeah.
She goes to a club and a guy in a clown mask, you know, one of them teen clubs, you know, a guy in a clown mask. She goes home with him, right? And then she disappears. Oh, so obviously everyone was like, oh, it's got to be that clown, right?
Yeah.
And then it turns out that, and he had blood all over his apartment and stuff. Oh, they got him, you know? But he worked in a butcher. He's a butcher.
Yeah.
So
Will Sasso is a butcher.
So Will Sasso comes into town because he's the dad. He's like, I want to find my fucking daughter, right?
Yeah.
And then ultimately they find out that she's fucking the music teacher.
Wow.
And they're hiding out on Long Island.
I remember this one.
And
they're
like in a love nest, right? Yeah. And she's like 16 or something. And they frame this clown mask guy so they could be in love together, right?
Oh, damn.
What about the episode where
here's the twist, right? So they find them, they bring him back to the station, and then Will Sasso's there with the wife, who's the mom, and she starts freaking out, and she goes she's like, you can't do this again. And they're like, what do you mean again? She was like, he was my music teacher, he told me I was special. And so then it turns out that the mom was also, as a child, seduced by this music teacher and impregnated. And Will Sasso and the mom raised this girl. Will Sasso raised it as so he didn't know He didn't know that this girl wasn't actually even his daughter.
Yeah.
But he got triple cucked, right?
Because
he found out that the girl was A, not his daughter, B, that his wife cheated on him with his music teacher too, and then see that his fake daughter was fucking her biological father, and then the episode ends.
That Will Sasso reading that script and be like, this role sounds great to me.
Yeah. We gotta get Will Sasso on the
pod. He follows me, I think.
He follows me too. He's online.
He had a good vine,
follows
right?
You. Yeah, he. I mean,
I gotta check out.
He's fucking. Will Sasso is very logged on. Like,
let's
get him on.
He's in an MDE sketch.
Is he?
Like, he's in a pre-cancellation
also,
Sam Hyde sketch.
By the way, Logan Paul was also on Law and Order SVU.
Yeah.
I think Ice-T shoots him.
Didn't know who Ice-T was.
Yeah.
And then that was like a whole, Ice-T like owned him on Twitter or some shit.
This punk.
I love it. I love Ice-T's Twitter. I'm hungry, man.
Let's wrap this up.
Let's fucking wrap it up. I gotta fucking
Adam,
eat food.
Thank you for coming on the show, man.
Fellas, thanks for having me, yo.
Do you
finally
have plug?
No, nothing.
No plugs.
January 11th, San Francisco, SF Sketchfest, two shows, and January 13th at the Satellite in LA. And watch, like, and subscribe.
Yeah, and our unreleased New Year's episode is on Patreon this week.
Yes.
Is like and subscribe online now?
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
It's
I'm watching
in Amazon Prime.
I love the clips I saw. It was very funny.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's good. It's a good show. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.